As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name's Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Regular listeners will know that I'm in the middle of a series of podcasts about the vocabulary on the IELTS academic word list. I haven't finished that yet, but I wanted to take a little break and look at some song lyrics. I'm not that old, but I've never really been very aware of fashion and trends. In the time that I've been making these podcasts, I've listened to lots of music that's new to me. Sometimes I'd like to make podcasts about music that I like, but I think it's going to be better for you if you know the music. I do have some requests, but as I've not made a song lyrics podcast for a while, I thought I'd look at the Spotify charts to see what's popular. This revealed that the most popular song and artist on Spotify at the moment is Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. I had heard of The Weeknd, or at least I'd heard the words in relation to music, but I wasn't sure if The Weeknd was an artist or a group. And it turns out that it's a man. His name is Abel Tesfaye. He chose The Weeknd as a stage name, though the story behind the choice makes no sense, and now apparently he's going to go back to using his real name. For the rest of this podcast, I will refer to him as The Weeknd. I listened to the song Blinding Lights that I think was originally made for a car advert. It sounds quite a lot like a lot of other songs, but is otherwise quite dull, so I don't really understand why so many people have chosen to listen to it. Perhaps it's because it sounds like so many other songs. I'm going to go through the song lyrics and I'll focus on the interesting words and phrases and I'll try to work out what the lyrics mean as I go. I've run the lyrics through a vocabulary profiler and most of the interesting vocabulary for the song is B1. So that's the level for this podcast. Let's have a look at the first few lines. I've been trying to call. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love. Maybe. The vocabulary is quite straightforward here. The first line uses the present perfect continuous though, so that's quite interesting. I have been trying to call. Contracted to, I've been trying to call. This means The Weeknd has been trying to make a phone call to someone. He's made repeated attempts, which is why he used the continuous aspect, and he's not got through. He's not been able to talk to the person yet, which is why he used the perfect aspect. I've been on my own for long enough. This line is also more interesting grammatically than for the vocabulary. On my own means alone. The Weeknd has been alone, that is, not in a relationship, for long enough. Enough can be used in different ways. It means sufficient or as much as you need. For example, I want to buy a new guitar, but I don't have enough money. Or, I've been working hard and saving money, so now I have enough to buy a new guitar. We also say, I've had enough, when we are angry about a situation, about something that's been happening for a while that we don't like, but we've been tolerating, saying, okay, 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 until it's not okay. We've tolerated the situation for long enough, and now we've had enough. I think this is similar to the meaning of the line in the song. The Weeknd has been on his own, and it's been okay for a while, but now he's been on his own for long enough, and he wants the situation to change. Which is why, in the next line, he sings, "Maybe you can show me how to love." In the next few lines, he sings, "I'm going through withdrawals. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch, baby." If you're addicted to a drug, like nicotine, or perhaps a stronger drug, like heroin, and you stop taking the drug, you will start to feel bad. I used to smoke, and when I quit, I felt pretty awful for a couple of weeks. These bad feelings and the cravings you get to take the drug again are called withdrawals. We use the same word for the bad feelings people get when they stop taking any drug they're addicted to, though the withdrawals people get from taking heroin and opiates are much more serious. In the song, The Weeknd is using the term figuratively to talk about his feelings towards a person that he's not with anymore. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch. To turn someone on means to make them sexually excited or aroused. You can turn me on with just a touch. The word touch is slightly more difficult to explain. To touch something means to make contact with something, usually with your hand. When I take my kids to a guitar shop, before we go in, I have to tell them, "Don't touch anything." My boys are not very gentle, so when they touch things, they sometimes break them, and some guitars are very expensive, so it's safer to tell them not to touch anything. A touch means an instance of touching. It's often used to mean a small and gentle contact. So, if you're listening to music and it's a little bit too loud, someone might ask, "Could you turn it down a touch?" Meaning, just a little bit. In the lyric, both of these meanings are important. The Weeknd's partner can turn him on with just a touch, meaning a small amount of physical contact. In the next line, he sings, "I look around and Sin City's cold and empty. No one's around to judge me." Sin City is another name for Las Vegas. The word sin is a noun meaning a morally terrible act, or rather, an act that breaks a religious law. When people talk about sins in the UK, they often mean the seven deadly sins, or seven cardinal sins, that were described by early Christian theologians and became popular in Christian culture. I don't mean that the sinful acts became popular. I think some of them have always been quite popular. Rather, the idea of the seven worst sins became popular and was mentioned in stories by Chaucer and Dante in Italy. These sins include gluttony, which means eating and drinking too much, lust or fornication, which means sex outside of marriage, vanity, which means being too concerned about your appearance or what other people think of you, and pride. Las Vegas is famous for its casinos and gambling and nightlife. The big hotels and casinos try to entice people in with food and drink and the prospect of riches, and at night there are shows featuring dancing women, and the city is also famous for prostitution. You can see how the city earned its nickname. No one's around to judge me. To judge someone means to form an opinion about them. Usually, when you judge someone, you decide if they are good or bad. This might be morally, or it could be professionally. You can judge someone's sense of style by what they wear, or someone's ability to speak a language or play a sport. In the song, The Weeknd is talking about Sin City, saying it's empty. Now, I think that this means there's nobody that The Weeknd knows in Sin City, so there's nobody to judge him morally if he sins, if he gambles and eats and drinks too much, or spends time with the women and men who work there.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The next lines are, I can't see clearly when you're gone. I said, I'm blinded by the lights. If you can't see clearly, normally this means your vision is blurred or there's something between you and what you're looking at. I wear glasses. My eyesight is not terrible. I can see quite well without my glasses, but I can't see things clearly if they're more than a couple of meters from me. We use the adverb clearly to emphasize when something is obvious. You might hear someone say, you're clearly lying. In the song, the meaning is not literal. When The Weeknd sings that he can't see clearly when his partner's not there, he means that he's lost his ability to judge situations. He said he is blinded by the lights. Normally, if you are blind, your eyes don't work. In the UK, if your vision is judged to be bad enough, you can be legally blind, even if you can see a bit. I had a friend who was legally blind, but he could see a little bit if he held things right in front of his eyes. You can also be temporarily blinded by a flash of light. If you're in a very dark place and suddenly a door is opened and light floods in, you'll be blinded for a short while until your eyes have adjusted. The Weeknd, though, is using the word figuratively, in the same way as the previous line. He means his ability to judge situations has been taken away from him by the lights of Sin City. I think that it would be more honest to say that he's been distracted by the light, and he's chosen not to think about the morals of the situation. But he's being slightly kinder to himself by saying he's been blinded by the lights. You might also hear about someone being blinded by anger. If someone gets really angry, they may lose their ability to judge the situation. They are blinded by rage. Or perhaps someone is blinded by greed. If a person thinks that they might make lots of money, they might not see how their acts hurt people. The next lines are, "No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. I said, I'm drowning in the night. Oh, when I'm like this, you're the only one I trust." To drown literally means to die because you're underwater and you can't breathe. If you fall in the sea and you can't swim, if nobody rescues you, you will drown. However, the word is used figuratively to say that someone is suffering because they have too much of something, most commonly work. If you're drowning in work, you have so much work you're not able to cope or succeed. The weekend is drowning in the night. By this, I think he means there are so many distractions for a young rich man in Las Vegas that he can't cope. We already know that his ability to judge has been damaged by the bright lights, and now there's so much happening or that he's doing, he feels out of control and like he's drowning. Oh, when I'm like this, you're the one I trust. When I'm like this. This makes it sound like this is a regular thing for the weekend. The choice of the first conditional implies that this is not the first time he's lost control because of the distractions of the night. When this happens to the weekend, he can trust his partner to help him see things clearly. If you trust someone, you believe them and what they tell you. You can trust honest people. You should not trust people who lie. I'm not surprised that the weekend's partner has not been answering his calls if this sort of thing happens regularly. In his next lines, he sings, "I'm running out of time because I can see the sun light up the sky. So I hit the road in overdrive, baby." I'm not really sure what to make of these lines. He's running out of time because the sun is rising. So he's been partying in Las Vegas all night, and now he hits the road? This normally means he gets in a car and starts driving. Though, if he's been partying in Las Vegas all night, I don't think it's a good idea to drive. Perhaps he's not been drinking. If you do something in overdrive, it means you do it with more energy at a higher level. I think originally, in cars in the USA, there might have been an overdrive setting. Americans drive automatic cars, so I'm not really sure, as most cars in the UK are manual and I've never actually seen an overdrive setting. But I have heard the figurative use, doing something in overdrive, which means at a higher level or with more energy. Then the chorus repeats until these lines. "I'm just walking by to let you know. I can never say it on the phone. We'll never let you go this time. I'm just walking by." If you're walking by something or someone, you're walking and they are next to the route you're walking. As well as walking by someone, you can drive by someone. So you might say, "I was walking by the cafe earlier, and I saw you in there with some friends. I wasn't going to the cafe, I was walking by." I'm not sure if the line really makes sense. If you're walking by someone, you're not walking to someone. It's a bit cool. I wasn't looking for you, I just saw you as I was walking by. But then he uses the infinitive, which we use to explain the purpose of an action. So he was walking by to let you know. This sounds like he made a detour for his partner. So he was heading to the bank, or the shops, and he decided to walk by his partner's house. He did this because he can never say it on the phone. He can never say that he will never let his partner go this time. The song repeats some lines, but that's the end of the new language. Okay, I'm really not sure what to think about this song now that I've looked at the lyrics. I'm afraid I would not want my friends to have a relationship with The Weeknd, or at least the person he's playing in this song. I don't know if this is about him or if he's just playing a role, but I don't feel very sympathetic towards him. What do you think? Are you a fan of The Weeknd? You can find the transcript for this podcast, as well as the video for the song and the lyrics, on the page for this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. As always, I love reading your comments, so please leave me a comment on the site or a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. Thank you also to those of you that have left me a tip or bought me a coffee. I really appreciate it. If there are any songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.